we need a win. Bottom line, it doesn't matter who we're playing. We needed to win last week, didn't happen. The week before, didn't happen. This is our next opportunity, and we need this win, no matter who that opponent is. It just so happens to be the Green Bay Packers.
Welcome back to Vikings Game Plan. The border battle is this evening, and the Xfinity Player Spotlight brings us Greg Jennings, one of the better wide receivers in the National Football League. I know you take it game by game. You know, like last week you looked at the Giants, and then after this you're going to look at Dallas. But how long have you thought about this game this evening, your first game against your former team?
Since the clock hit triple zeros in Giants Stadium Monday night. I try my hardest, honestly, not to look ahead. Obviously, you circle it on the calendar, make note of it, but I don't mentally go there until the week of. So clocks hit triple zero, we lost that game, my mind shifted straight to Green Bay.
Greg spent 7 years with the Green and Gold, won a Super Bowl, even caught two touchdown passes in the Super Bowl. Does that still resonate with you?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Those memories will always be just what they are. No one can ever take that away from me. No matter what uniform I put on, I still have that tie, that ring, that championship run with that team and those guys within that locker room. I cherish it, but now I'm trying to get another ring on another finger within another locker room.
Your two touchdowns this season came at Wembley and from Matt Cassel. Now, Christian Ponder's the quarterback this evening. Do you sense through a week of practice, Greg, that there will be anything different between you and Christian this time compared to the first three games of the year?
Absolutely. I think that he's more relaxed. He's more poised. He's had an opportunity a few weeks here to kind of reflect. And I think sometimes we, in general, as people, kind of take for granted the positions that we hold, possibly. I can't say he took it for granted, but yeah. Sometimes we don't really hone in on an opportunity that we have. And I think this time around, you can see the way he's approaching even practices. He's taking full advantage of every snap that he gets. He honestly looks like a totally different quarterback.
You're the consummate professional. As we mentioned earlier, you won a Super Bowl, caught two passes in the Super Bowl for touchdowns. How difficult has this 1-5 been on you?
Very humbling experience. You know, I talk to my wife about different things all the time. And, you know, we want to take it day by day. But one thing I do know, and I share this with the guys and Coach Frazier, at some point you have to go through adversity to achieve that success that you want. You don't just enter into a world of joyful happiness, everything is perfect, without experiencing some lows. That's the only way you can experience a high is if you've experienced lows. You can't just experience a high and then experience a high. You can only experience one or the other. And right now we're experiencing some lows. So at some point, we're expecting to experience some highs, and it wouldn't be a better time to experience it than now.